Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Apparently, Peter Lynn took a shot at you yesterday. It's implied. There's okay. An implication that there was a shot taken at you.
I'm not sure. Shot.
Well, let's see. They were talking about Ryan Day on the afternoon show yesterday. Here's what Peter Lynn had to say.
This is an insanely huge accomplishment by Ryan Day, and it absolutely deserves to bow down to him. There's a place I'm not going today with Ryan Day.
Where's
to
that?
At least give him the full credit of this was an incredible accomplishment, and you've now done something that puts you on par with Tressel and Urban. Respect given.
I like the idea that there was some of the lunatic fringe that was still saying how, you know, Urban Meyer would have ran up the score last night. Urban Meyer wouldn't have made it so close. He wouldn't have made it a one-score game at the end there, and he would have really separated, whereas Ryan Day in the second half got the ball to Jeremiah Smith once, and it was that 3rd-and-11 play. What a play that was, though.
I think that's where... So Mitch found it, and I think that that's where... Because you were the one who said Urban would have ran it up. And I think that he... Mitch, are you saying that Jonathan heard Anthony and took the swing?
I'm not saying that.
Are you saying it? Do you believe it or do you not believe it?
I just heard the quote about running up the score and thought it was interesting.
Okay, so Mitch is the most non-confrontational person in the history of confrontation.
Andre.
Great business you've selected.
Hold on,
I
think there's a difference here. I think the term running up the score makes it sound like Ryan Day decided not to run up the score to like be classy. No. That wasn't even what I was saying. I'm saying that the talent advantage that Ohio State had yesterday at quarterback 2 days ago, especially at quarterback. I mean, Notre Dame's quarterback couldn't throw the ball further than 10 yards down the field until he absolutely had to because their backs were against the wall. Then they made some nice plays. Ohio State did go really conservative. Urban Meyer, that team would have made that a total blowout because that's what when Urban had the chance to do that, his teams were so good that they were able to do it. Ohio State's team was good enough that they should have really blown out Notre Dame. That's all I was saying. I didn't think it was like a classy thing like, oh, Ryan Day didn't want to do that to Notre Dame. Like, I think Ryan Day puckered up a little bit. I think Chip Kelly puckered up when they had that 31-7 lead. They started doing things that were counter to how they got there.
I think they sat on it.
Yeah.
And I probably, and you know me, I probably would have tried to sit on it as well because I would have had no faith that Notre Dame was going to. And my thought is just, let's get this clock down.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Get this clock out of here. And that's I was surprised because I watched the game on low volume or mute all the time, and I was not as nervous as other people were. And they were shocked. I didn't feel that way. Like when I talked to you yesterday on the show, I was like, I just never thought Notre Dame would go right back down the field and score and get another 2-point conversion again. I never thought that that was going to happen. So when there were people saying that they were really relieved on the Jeremiah Smith 57-yard pass, I did not feel that way. I was like, oh, that's a great pass, and that will actually really do it. But I never felt that way.
Well,
so
it threw me off
a little bit.
Because
I didn't
momentum,
watch it the way everybody else did.
The momentum, if you believe in momentum... the momentum had totally left
and
Ohio
I didn't feel
State
it.
There.
I just didn't feel it. Maybe I should have turned the volume up on the television or something. Because I shouldn't admit this. I very rarely believe the broadcasters because I think they're trying to find a game. So if you're up by a bunch, I always think they're trying to find a game and a comeback and part of something they can be with so they can make it interesting and have something compelling, which is their job. And that's fine to do. I'm not saying them to be wrong people. But it throws me off, and I think, no, this isn't going to be feasible. It's not going to happen. So maybe I took it a little bit lightly. Regardless,
well, it was an 8-point game, and it was third down at their own 34-yard line. So if they don't convert that, they're punting the ball back because it was 3rd-and-11.
Yeah, it was.
So they're punting the ball back to Notre Dame, and Notre Dame had touchdown. Missed field goal, touchdown, had driven the field. Momentum had totally shifted in this game. So to me, I was just saying the fact that was even still a football game when I heard David Pollack go on a podcast yesterday and say he was trying to be as fair as humanly possible to Notre Dame. He said he could find three total players on Notre Dame that would have started for Ohio State. Ohio State had a huge talent advantage in that game. Well, is it an 8-point game? You know, in the
foot off the gas. They did. They decided to sit on the football. But this is beside the point. I mean, he says that he alludes to you, I think, in certain ways. I think Mitch is right, even though Mitch is afraid to say it. I think it alludes to you being a part of the lunatic fringe.
Yeah, I probably am.
But I want to ask you, because I said it last night. I kind of said it yesterday morning. Are you willing to apologize to Ryan Day? Because I'm finding a lot of radio hosts in the state, in the region, in the country who are not really apologizing to Ryan Day. And I'm thinking, why is it so hard to say you're sorry? I was one of the people who said that you could look for other guys, that you could demand better. I don't call for firings, But I was like, yeah, you could get somebody else and they could do a good job. And you know what? I still believe that. Ryan Day can go get a job with the Las Vegas Raiders after this, and you could find somebody, and they will be expected to go out and win a national title, yeah, and like, they could. But that
what do you
doesn't...
Think, what do you think Chip Kelly's record would be at Ohio
Probably
State?
Probably really good. But let me tell you this. To me, that doesn't take away from what Ryan Day did. Winning national championships is hard to do.
Oh, and the way they did it.
And
the way
if
they
Ryan did it too. Day walked away from it, you have arguably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, run of college football that anybody has ever had. Now, some people don't believe that. You went through how many top six opponents? You went through it the hard way with four straight, obviously great football teams to go and win the national championship. You're dealing with NIL, which means you're dealing with a thinner roster. The other ones are dealing with thinner rosters too, but you're dealing with a thinner roster. You just lost to Michigan. There's no momentum there afterwards. You had to build up your own momentum. These are big things, and Ryan Day deserves credit for that. That's why I have no problem saying, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I kind of fanned the flames on the quote-unquote lunatic fringe, and I'm sorry about that. I got caught up.
And I gave them a ton of credit for what they were able to do, the Tennessee and Oregon games, how they rebounded as a team. And that can only happen if there's a buy-in with your head coach. So I didn't know. I didn't know they had that kind of buy-in. And since then, we certainly saw that, and I'd heard things behind the scenes. And I made sure to give them credit for that. I will never apologize for going after them after they lost to Michigan. That was
You won't apologize.
It's an inconceivable loss. There are people that know way more football than me that sat there and said that's the dumbest game plan they've ever seen from a head coach. And that's a Ryan Day problem. So thank God they held on, and thank God they converted that pass to Jeremiah Smith on 3rd and 11, because the way that game was going, can you imagine? You thought it was bad with the city and the campus and the fans and Lunatic Fringe and people like me with Ryan Day. You cough up a game where you were up 31-7 and so were demonstrably better than them. They held them off. They won the game, and I really am happy for Ryan Day. When he talks about the threats and when he talks about, I mean, not just lunatic fringe like me, he's talking about people that are going way, way over the edge with his family, with where he lives. That is ridiculous, and that's very unfortunate. And I was happy. I was so happy to see the relief on his face when he won it all.
But you won't apologize.
No. I'm never going to apologize for being frustrated with losing that game. No. But that game doesn't matter anymore.
Would they?
It just flat out doesn't matter anymore.
Let me ask you this. Would they have had what it took to go through those four opponents had they beaten Michigan?
Well, not only that, they wouldn't have played Oregon.
I don't
Oregon.
Know if they would have.
They would not have played Oregon until the national championship game.
Nope.
So it would have been a totally... Now, we blew out Oregon the last time we played them, so no Buckeye fans... Nobody clad in scarlet and gray with the pom-poms are ever going to think that would have been anything but a blowout. But that led to Oregon kind of getting the shaft. Ohio State losing that game, and then Oregon ends up with the bye, and they end up playing Ohio State. Like, it's incredible.
I think you
the turn
apologize.
Of events.
I thought what I saw
well,
here
he,
over these
I,
last
I mean,
month and a
he
half.
Did, he did an incredible coaching job, so why does he need more than that? I mean, he did an all-time coaching job. To rally them
well,
up.
Well, he's your coach. He's not part of the conversation because he's a national champion. Mm-hmm. I mean, it starts with Woody Hayes and Paul Brown, and now he's the latest. He's in that. Something will be named after him. He's in that category. There has to be some sort of a comeuppance, isn't there?
I think he's
no?
getting it. He's one of the highest paid coaches in college football. He's got one of the best records. He's got a national championship. He gets to do I told you so to everybody. He got an all-time mulligan with
but
this playoff.
He doesn't. He's letting other people try to do the I told you so. And I didn't tell anybody so I have to apologize because I didn't tell anybody so.
He's been surprisingly classy. I got to say that. Like, he has been incredibly – I would not be that way. You know I wouldn't be that way, Ken. I know you wouldn't be that way.
What are you talking about?
After being subjected to what he was subjected to by people like me and people a lot more meaner than me. Can you imagine what the boosters?
I got more Dan Hurley in me than I do Ryan Day in that
case. Can you imagine what the people that spent all the money to go get Will Howard, to go get Caleb Downs, to go get Jeremiah Smith, to go... Remember, they also had to go bring in Chip Kelly to bail him out because they were so worried about... Michigan won the national championship the year before.
Well, 216-474-0092. Should fans apologize to Ryan Day? I said I apologize. I say yes. Lima says absolutely not.
And does Ryan Day need the most amount of money now every year to win the championship?